Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman katsiran katsira. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه فإني أتوب إلى الله في اليوم 100 مرة وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم. Most respected علماء كرام, elders and brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah Ta'ala put us into a world which is mutaghayyir. It is a world that changes all the time. In South Africa we are having winter. Other parts of the world they'll have summer. Temperatures will vary drastically. Somewhere it will snow. And in another place it is absolutely hot. People are getting a heat stroke. At the same time, somewhere a child is being born. There is joy, there is happiness. And in another home, there's the grief and sadness of a janaza leaving their home. Somewhere, victory, the flag of victory is being planted. And in another place, bitter defeat is being tasted. So Allah Ta'ala has made this place, this dar, a place of change. It doesn't stay the same. Sometimes it is day, sometimes it is night. Sometimes it is hot, sometimes it is cold. Sometimes there's happiness, sometimes there's sadness. My beloved brothers, as Muslims, we understand that all these conditions are under the direct control of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is mudabbirul umur. Yudabbirul amra min as-sama'i ila al-ard. Allah Ta'ala is the manager of affairs. No leaf falls without the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. No rain falls without the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has made this world a place that changes, but Allah has a system of cause and effect. Certain changes are not in our bringing of the day and the night, the rising of the sun, the waxing and the waning of the moon. All these things are in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, not in our control. But there are many, many situations that are directly the amal of man. Depending on the button of amal that he pushes, that is the result that will come from the sky, from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And to understand this, let us look at one hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells the Sahaba, khamsun. There are five actions. You will be tested with these five things. And I seek refuge in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and tundrikuhunna, that you should reach that time when you see these five things. Now let us go through these five things very, very quickly. Each person can do his own introspection, his own review on these things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَطُّ حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا إِلَّا فَشَا فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ وَالْأُوْجَاعُ. That when a nation and a start exhibiting immorality, immorality becomes apparent in them to the level that حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا. They start committing it openly. There's no shyness anymore. It is done blatantly. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will bring a certain result. Now we understand from this hadith also, حَتَّى, you see this word حَتَّى, that it reaches a certain point. Allah Ta'ala tolerates. As a parent, we will tolerate our children. But when it reaches a point, we will say, you are overdoing it now. Now I have to step in. So man, Allah Ta'ala gives him time to change. Allah Ta'ala gives him time to reflect. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala allows him a certain amount of respite. But when he reaches that point that he oversteps the mark, hatta yu'linu biha, then there will be a consequence. That is Allah's sunnat, Allah's system. And Allah brings about consequences. Ulama say it is a mercy. And how is this a mercy? وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. Allah Ta'ala will put certain tests, which Allah refers to as adhab-i adna. These are small punishments, small trials and tests that will come. So a person can wake up before the big trials and tests come in the qabr and in the akhirat. So these people will do this fuhush, they will do immata yu'linu biha, and now they are not shy. In the masjid also looking at pornography. Next to his wife, he's chatting to another woman. One wife told her husband, if you can do it, then I can do it also. Tit for tat, fair is fair. You have your relationship, I'll have my extramarital relationship. Yu'linu biha, it's done openly. We're playing sports with other people's wives. We're playing on the court, and Allah forbid, it goes to the bedroom. So yu'linu biha. They start doing it openly. It's not a secret anymore. Everyone in the community is aware what is happening in that home. What is happening in that home. It's so open. What he did, what she did. Everybody knows. Zina is rife. Hatta yu'linu biha. In our own homes, then we will be promoting what? Dating culture. We will be promoting premarital relationships. We'll allow them to come on the same table and eat with us. And we think nothing of it. Hatta yu'linu biha. Then they start doing it openly and publicly. My daughter can have a phone, she's on Instagram. My son has a phone, he's on Facebook, Instagram. They openly exposing themselves to the world, chatting. Vulgarity. How do our boys speak? I'm just painting a picture, brothers, in front of you of realities that are alive in our community. We need to understand what has brought us to the point where we are. There's a shift. It starts off very subtly. Then you come to that point, hatta, when it reaches that tipping point. And you need to understand, Allah has given vision to our senior ulama. When they speak something, there is a lot behind it before they speak. And we have seen in the past, that a person will think, what are they talking about? You see, Nuh alayhi salam, I'm digressing greatly, I hope you get the whole picture. Nuh alayhi salam, he's a Nabi of Allah, he called his people for nine. His son, he called him onto the ship. He said, oh my son, you see now, Allah Ta'ala's rain is coming. The floods are coming. La asima al-yawma min amri Allah. Nobody is going to be saved. You have to make a decision, my son. To save yourself, you have to make a decision. And today you have to just listen to me blindly. You have to just listen to me, ignore your mind, ignore your logic, ignore your own understanding. What your own mind is telling you, how I'm going to save myself, put all the shelf it one side. Oh my son, today you forget everything and come with me onto the ship. He said, oh my father, I'll use my intelligence. Sa'awi ila jabal. Logic is telling me the mountain will save me. Go on to the top of the mountain and I'll be safe. Oh my son, la asim al yawm. No one's going to be safe. You have to come onto the ship. You have to follow me. Hala bainahum al mawj. It was too late. The wave took him away, swept him away. Fakana min al mughraqin. And he was destroyed. My beloved brothers, our senior ulama are saying, it's not just the writing on the wall. I'm quoting their own words. They say it's flashing red. We are in an emergency situation. Allah gave us many, many incidents and many knocks on the door before. 1994 was one knock. How Allah changed it. Allah Ta'ala gave us safety, security. And there were many incidents of unrest after that. Xenophobia, unrest. And it continued. 2021, July, unrest. And it has been getting more serious and more serious and more serious. But Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran al-Majid. That there's a group of people, when we test them and we put them through trial, da'ana, then they call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They beg Allah ta'ala, they cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, when we give them rahmah, then they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They just change. They did a temporary change, they weren't serious. You can't lie to Allah, Allah knows the heart. I can't lie to Allah. You can't lie to Allah. Allah knows what is in the heart. So that is why, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. You go back and we'll bring those situations back, but now it will become more serious. حتى يعلن بها. Back to the hadith. You commit immorality, promiscuity. Even the masjid is not safe. They're doing it openly. No one can tell you anything. I was in one masjid, not this masjid. After Ramadan, or in Ramadan, after the Taraweeh Salah, there was an altercation. This old man, he passed away now, over 80 years. He says, Maulana, I'm telling this youngster, 16, 17, he can't play with his phone during the Taraweeh Salah. He's looking at whatever he's looking at. His father came there. And he tells this old person, you don't tell my son anything. He will watch what he wants to watch in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers, this is the attitude of many. Who are we challenging? Understand why we are where we are. Who are we challenging? When ulama said, change our ringtones. This is so to shaitan. You brought shaitan's voice in the house of Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I came to break musical instruments. In salah, we came with the musical instrument and we're playing it in Allah Ta'ala's house. You go in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rawda Mubarak. More than worrying about sending salam, people are worrying about how they're going to show off to the world by making videos and sending pictures. That the imams of the haram also speak against it. Aslu al-haram. The imam said clearly, Aslu al-haram at-taswir. Aslu al-haram. You're not supposed to be doing this. So my beloved brothers, understand we are in a situation of emergency. Let us not put wool over our eyes and have an ostrich mentality and put our heads in the ground and say everything will be okay. This morning it was actually something that was hilarious. Two non-Muslims were speaking. One person said, yeah, if anything goes wrong, the Indian army will save us. The Indian army is waiting. Come. Two non-Muslims are talking. They'll save us. Brothers, la asim al-yawm. Only Allah is going to save you. Only Allah is going to save you. But your actions will determine what reaction comes. So when a person does promiscuity, evil, lewdness, intermingling, even our qurbanis, for years and years, do it the right way. You're sacrificing an animal for Allah. Sacrifice your desires. Don't intermingle. We went and made fairs. Who are the organizers? Muslims. The ulama spoke, we said, no, we will have it. Then ask ourselves why we are where we are. Listen to this hadith. I want to go through these five things because it incorporates a lot of our problems, our weaknesses, and there is hope at the end of the day. The hadith says that when they will do this promiscuity, this immorality, and they will do it openly, not caring of the consequences, فَشَافِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونُ وَالْأُوْجَىٰ Allah will make certain plagues and diseases. We have seen COVID. We have seen many people lose their lives, ulama lose their lives in COVID. فَشَافِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونُ وَالْأُوْجَىٰ There will be diseases that were never heard of before. There will be diseases that were never heard of before. It will become rampant, it will become apparent, and all of a sudden, wherever it came from one lab, or whether it came from wherever it came, but definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of it, and it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reason is immorality. Can you see the connection? No. Apparently we can't see the connection. What is the connection between immorality and this disease? We can't see the connection. But iman will tell you when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is a connection, then understand that there is definitely a connection. This button you pressed on the ground, on the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that condition. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَمْ يَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ When they will begin to cheat in the business place, they will weigh less, they will measure less, and let's take cheating in every form. Whether you as an employee are cheating your employer, whether the employer is cheating his employee, in whatever way it may be, in whatever way you may be cheating, you're providing some goods, defective goods, and you're not explaining it's defective goods. You are bluffing the customer. If you are doing repairs, you are bluffing the person, in whatever way you're doing it, however you're doing it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send three conditions. Allah will send three conditions. One of the conditions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Shiddatul Ma'una. There will be difficulties that will come. Wajawru Sultan. And oppressive tyrant leaders that will be over you. That's the result. Can we see the connection? No, we can't see it. Decreasing, lam yankusul miqyala wal mizan, of cheating in the marketplace. Can we see the connection between the tyrant leaders coming over us? No, we can't see it. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that difficulties will come when you begin to cheat in the marketplace, then we have to understand. Ukhidhu bisinin. They will be seized with famine. They will be seized with famine. The rising of the price of petrol and diesel. The rising of the cost of products. Ukhidhu bisinin. Same hadith. Why? You're cheating there. What is the connection? The connection is by Allah. Second hadith. Third hadith. Or third point in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, وَلَمْ يَمْنَعُوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. When they will not discharge their zakat correctly, مُنِعُوا الْقَطَرَ. They won't get one drop of water from the sky. Allah will send drought. On account of the animals, وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمْ. Had it not been for the animals, لَمْ تُمْتَرُوا. Allah won't even send that rain. Actually, Allah didn't want to send rain for you, to make you learn a lesson. وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمْ. Because of the innocent animals, the sheep, the goats, the cattle, the livestock, the wild animals in the jungles. So Allah Ta'ala sends the rains. But understand that this drought will be experienced in certain places. We need to look. Can we see the connection between not paying zakat and drought? We can't. But iman tells you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then we believe. Now listen to this fourth one. وَلَمْ يَنْقُضُوا عَهْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَهْدَ رَسُولِهِ. When they will break the covenant of Allah, and they will break the covenant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said I'm a Muslim. Muslim means you submit. Did you submit? I was telling someone at the time of Fajr now, ought to have been filled to capacity. Each one introspect and ask ourselves, what alarm are we waiting for to blare? For us to be woken up from our slumber and present in the masjid at least at the time of Fajr. What are we waiting for? When the hadith promises that a person that reads his Fajr Salah, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ, is under Allah's protection. He leaves with the flag of Islam. When he goes out, he's leaving with the flag of Islam. That person that doesn't wake up for the Fajr Salah, nates in his ear. He has three knots of shaitan. Shaitan did his amal on him the night before. He got three knots on his neck. Alayka binawmin tawil. That you have a long sleep, enjoy your sleep. Why did we not wake up for the Fajr Salah when we have such a crisis on our hands? And again I say, brothers, our ulama spoke, they are speaking. Just like Nuh alayhi salam told his son, oh my son, it's not a time to apply your mind, your logic. I'll do this and I'll do that. And I got this and I got that. It's a time to submit and to say, Allah, don't put us through trial. The annals of history are replete. We say history repeats itself with such incidents that took place in neighboring countries, in other countries. Let us not become a number in history. The solution is so simple, brothers, but it requires iman to accept the solution. To understand that Allah is in control. To understand that our actions are bringing about certain reactions. Our actions are bringing about certain consequences. In light of this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you will break Allah's ahad, Allah's covenant, you won't submit to the commands of Allah. You won't follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then sallatallahu alaykum aduwa. Allah will bring an enemy from outside. Allah will bring an enemy from outside. فَيَأْخُذُوا بَعْضَ مَا فِي أَيْدِيكُمْ وَكَمَا قَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. They will take and loot what you have. They will take, walk into your shop, grab what they want, take it away, and no one can tell them anything, no one can do anything to them. But what was the cause of this, brothers? First, we broke Allah's command. We abandoned the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the consequence that comes thereafter. Now, I don't want to be a person that is creating fear. But in a situation of emergency, there is shouting, there is screaming, there is a warning. It is not a time to massage anyone's ego. It is a time to wake up. There's an emergency, the house is on fire. You won't go and massage your son, better wake up, the house is burning. You will shout him, you will grab him, you will throw him out of the bed. It's time to move. It's time to do something. So these are the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of actions having reactions. Actions having reactions. And then the last one, Allah save us and protect us. We mustn't end up in this one, where the leaders will not judge according to Quran. The Quran will not be used to judge. People will use other constitutions to judge. Then Allah Ta'ala will create dissent and disunity among your ranks. You start fighting with each other. Muslims will start fighting with one another. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O my child, I'm going to teach you certain important words, certain important teachings. Ihfazillah yahfazka. Ihfazillah, yani, ihfaz hudud Allah, wa huquq Allah, wa awamir Allah, wa nawahi Allah. Yahfazka, yani, yahfaz dunyaka, wa yahfaz akhirataka. وَيَحْفَظْ نَفْسَكَ وَمَالَكَ وَأَهْلَكَ. If you take care of the limits of Allah, fulfill the commands of Allah, fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from the limits of Allah, stay away from the haram and sin, then Allah will do something for you. Allah ta'ala will protect your life. Allah ta'ala will protect your wife and your children. Allah ta'ala will protect your assets. Allah will protect your business and your home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your akhirat also. Your dunya and your akhirat, all of it will be protected. But one condition is, ihfazillah. You make sure you make Allah happy, and Allah ta'ala will ensure that you are safe and you are happy. Allah will save you from every stress. Continues, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Oh my child, when you ask, ask from Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِمْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask help, ask, and then, oh my child, no. وَعَلَمَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That if the whole to benefit you with anything, they cannot give you any benefit except what Allah Ta'ala has written for you. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَن يَضُرُّوكَ. And if they want to harm you in any way, لَمْ يَضُرُّكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. They cannot harm you except with something that Allah Ta'ala has willed that this harm is going to come to you. We need to ensure, beloved brothers, we are not doing anything that is causing this harm to come to us. We need to see that we are not doing anything that is causing this harm to come to us. There is great hope. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, after calling his people, and they rejecting, and him calling, and they rejecting. He said, Allah's azab is coming. Salaam alaikum. He was gone. Those people could see as the days were going that something is happening in the sky. Some darkness is coming. Allah's punishment is coming. They saw the signs. When they saw the signs, tadarra'u. And this is what Allah wants. When Allah Ta'ala akhadhnahum bil ba'sa'i wad darra, Allah Ta'ala seizes them with hardship, la'allahum yatadarra'un. Falawla idh ja'ahum ba'suna tadarra'u. Why didn't they humble themselves? These people, they did it. To the point they took the animals, they took the young, and they separated it from the mothers. The animals were bleating, the cows were mooing, the animals were making a racket and a noise and crying. The lambs were crying for the mothers. And the animals were crying, and they were crying, and they were sobbing, and they were wetting themselves with their tears. Allah Ta'ala saw that Allah changed the condition immediately. The azab went away. The azab went away. وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ Allah Ta'ala says, we gave them comfort, enjoyment for a time. We changed the conditions. فَلَوْلَا قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِمَانُهَا Why is it that the nations in the past, that the iman didn't benefit them because it was too late. It was too late. Except the nation of Yunus. إِلَّا قَوْمَ Yunus. لَمَّا آمَنُوا When they brought iman, then Allah Ta'ala says, we kashafna, we remove the difficulty that was there. Brothers, we have a lot of time to make tawbah and istighfar. All of us, you and I, ulama are saying, istaghfiru rabbakum. Seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Ask Allah sincerely. You know the verse I recited, look at this ayat. وَأَنِيبُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Submit to Him. Before the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then you won't be helped after that. Hadith says, الدُّعَاء يَنْفَعُ مِمَّا نَزَلْ وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ اِسْتَقْبِلُوا أَمْوَاجَ الْبَلَى بِالدُّعَاء وَتَضَرُّعُ Every one of us have to turn to Allah ta'ala in sincere dua, repentance. That tears have to be forced out of our eyes. All our senior ulama are saying, have programs in the masjid. We are having programs in our masjid. Each one must ask ourselves, why are we not here to make some tawbah and istighfar? These are opportunities we are giving. We are not going to go into politics and talk about why, where, when, how, who. What do we need to do? So we are having, every night we are having programs. The masjid is supposed to be filled, not for the program, for the Isha Salah. But it's not filled. Each one has to ask ourselves, what are we waiting for? Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith speaks about in his Hajj, he talks about a certain country and a problem that came. And he says, those that woke up for the Fajr Salah, Allah saved them. In his RBT, those that were making Sehri, it was Ramadan, Allah saved them. Those Jamaats that were in the masjid, sleeping in the masjid, leave them, even the masjid was saved. Our ulama are saying, come to the masjid, sleep in the masjid. How are we going to get to that point if we're not reading Fajr Salah in the masjid? We're not reading Isha Salah in the masjid. It is not a time, brothers, to look at other solutions. This is the solution. Each one, tawbah istighfar. Excessive istighfar, man lazim al istighfar. Ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja, wa min kulli hammin faraja, wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. That person that is seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make a way out for him from every difficulty. So inshallah, every night, to make it easy, we are collectively reciting Surah Yasin. We are making dua. That is one amal we can do. At home, we need to encourage our women folk. The ulama have given so many amal to do, so many zikrs to do. Let us do some of them. They are saying the woman must fast at home. We must keep nafil fast. Muharram is coming, the month when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is the best month to fast, but after Ramadan, ba'da Ramadan, month of Muharram. Keep a lot of fast. Make tawbah istighfar. Read the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin fastajabna lahu wa najaynahu min al-gham wa kadhalik nunjil mu'minin wa kadhalik nunjil mu'minin. Read the same dua. Allah says, in the same way we'll save you also. He was in the constriction of the belly of the whale. Allah took him out of that problem. We are in this constriction. Allah will take us out. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So inshallah, few things will be done. Many programs. We are very fortunate in this country. Senior ulama are having programs. They are having talks. They are having overnight stays. We must fit ourselves in to say, I am doing my part. I am showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I want your help. It must not be that I am tipping the scale on the opposite end. I must be a contributor to the help of Allah, the mercy of Allah ta'ala coming down. So every night, inshallah, we are reading Surah Yasin, making dua. Inshallah, in the days to come, we'll have a table at the back with the Quran and Majid, the different paras, to encourage khatams of the Quran. As a person comes in, when he has time, and he's encouraged to come in his own time, take a para of the Quran and Majid from the unread part, read it, put it back. In that way, khatam of Quran will take place, attracting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Then the ulama are saying, spend time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give our time. Alhamdulillah, from Asr, Maghrib, Isha, people are sitting after Fajr. Whatever time we have, come and spend it in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a sincere dua. Make an individual dua. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at home also, have a program with our families. Read from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make a collective dua. Sit with our children. Sit with our small children. Make them make the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Ask them to make dua. Allah's raham will come down. We make dua, Allah ta'ala protect us. Allah save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala avert any impending calamity. Whatever is there, we have to reflect on our faults. Whoever is behind it, whoever has conspired, whoever is plotting and planning. But we know our brothers are going through a lot of difficulty. They are human beings. They also got wives, they got children, they got feelings. They feel heat and cold like we feel. The only difference is that they were born in another country. That's the only difference. So my brothers, we have to feel for them. We are part of one ummah. We have to feel their pain. And remember, ulama are saying, we can very well be the next in the line. The clearing out the first saf. After the first saf, you standing there. You're the next in the line. So we make dua, Allah ta'ala protect us, Allah help us. Inshallah, I am very confident, if all of us here come for the Fajr Salah every day, and we make sincere tawbah, Allah ta'ala will take care of this matter for us.